is a very significant news that the SPLM considered as one of the main contenders in the elections, and especially their candidates for the presidency, withdraw from the contestation. And I'm sure this is being done in the context of how to stabilize the political context in Sudan so that the train of the CPA to continue to pass the elections to reach to the referendum. And I think this decision is taken on that context.
The presidential candidate has pulled out, but the report we have, quoting an SPLM official, says that the SPLM will present candidates to the regional and legislative elections across Sudan. Any significance?
I think that is very significant because the legislature is going to be extremely important in this new government because the newly elected government have got a couple of very important functions. One is that it's managing the implementation of the provisions that it's going to lead to the referendum, and at the same time to look into the legal framework and the parameters, given that the comprehensive peace agreement within 1 year is going to cease, and the interim national constitution also is going to cease by July 2011. And therefore, one of the important functions of this newly elected government is to look into the parameters and the rest of the provisions and to ensure that the comprehensive peace agreement is being implemented.
The withdrawal of Amav as a presidential candidate, to what degree do you think this fits into the prediction that the International Crisis Group has made about the possibility of the elections being rigged?
This report is an update report of the previous one, which argues that the pre-elections preparations and the circumstances prevailing today in Darfur does not constitute an environment for a fair and free election, that it will bring about a sustainable solution to the Darfur problem, but it might complicate the issue further, and it might delay the process of finding a solution unless that the elections is done in a way that it is acceptable to the majority Darfurians, where they could be represented and to be part of the decision-making as far as the extremely important moments of the history of Sudan.
The United States, Britain, and Norway have urged all sides to make sure that the elections remain credible. Do you think the withdrawal of Yasser Arman will come as a surprise to the international community?
No, I don't think it is. It came as a surprise because, as we know, that in December, the National Congress Party made a very clear point to the SPLM to withdraw Yasser Arman because they think that the contestation of Yasser Arman in the presidency, that might jeopardize the implementation of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement, given that it might weaken the prospects of Al-Bashir to win the elections, of course.
Your prediction, do you think the April elections will go ahead, despite the fact that Yasser Arman has withdrawn?
The elections is going to happen, but the question is the results are going to bring the stability that everybody wants to make sure that Sudan, the peace process is not derailed. I think that's the important question which everybody is seeking and wants to achieve in the remaining period of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement and to avoid the return of war.